Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two individuals from the University of Jamestown. We have Brett Mosier and Satari Campion joining us to talk about homecoming 2019 at the university. And Brett and Satari, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. Thank you guys for taking time and joining us. Excited to talk about homecoming. It's always a great, just feel good week of things for the students, but also things for the community to get involved with and alumni to get involved with. And homecoming actually kicks off next week with some things for the students, I believe, right?
Yes, it does, Warren. And thanks again for having us out here, News Dakota. We appreciate your guys' coverage and support. When you think about homecoming, it's on the schedule of a high school, of a college, of a university, but what is it really about? It's really for us, it's about the infusion of energy into our school, showing our current students what it looks like as an alum to come back and to support the things, the academic programming, to get updates on those sort of things, but also the athletic contests throughout the weekend and the different banquets and reunions of different classes and alumni. To just show their support of what's continuing to go on at their school and university.
Yeah, and you kind of already alluded to it a little bit, Brett. A good chance maybe for some of these classes to hold reunions, kind of a big reunion of sorts. And Satari, you have a list of some of the things happening throughout the week that'll be open to the public, and I think we can just kind of hit on that list and what people can expect, right?
I do, yeah. Probably one of the biggest ones and a great place for everyone to start is the All-Class Alumni and Friends Social on Friday night down at Shady's. It's a great place to see who's going to be around for the weekend, make some connections, maybe get your plans out there. But on top of that, we've got volleyball Wednesday night, hockey Thursday, alumni sports games out on Friday. Saturday is kind of our busiest day, obviously, with the big football game. But we've got the annual street fair. I think it's year 27.
Wow.
We've got about 25 booths registered, and I heard a rumor there will be some inflatables, so bring out the kids. There's going to be food and lots of fun stuff. Then you can go right to the tailgate from there, so lots of opportunities.
Absolutely, right before the Jimmy game, that tailgate, support the Jimmys for that homecoming game. And again, Brett Mosier and Satari Campion joining us on Let's Talk About It. Brett, something else you wanted to throw out there?
Yeah, another thing in our schedule is one of the bigger events, and Jim Kleeman, our Jimmy Booster Club director, is running this. And I'll just say this, nobody runs an event like Jim.
Jim's awesome.
He's very, very organized, has everything in the right place. And a really special event is our Athletic Hall of Fame banquet and breakfast and brunch. It's happening on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to about 11.
Yeah.
And that coincides with people can transition from there to the street fair that's in the Larson Center that's connected to the Harold Newman Arena, or head over to the tailgate before the football game. And I think, Jim, this year we're expecting a crowd of 350 to 400 for that event. Different athletes going in, a couple different teams.
Yeah.
We have a Raleigh Greenough Award recipients, and then a Jim Clark Award, first ever Jim Clark Award. One of our coaches there, a legendary cross country and track coach, for an award named after him.
That's very cool. Very, very awesome. A lot of things open to the public. And of course, I mean, Satari, there's things going on for the students as well. I know coronation and everything like that as well, but it's going to be a busy week up there at the campus.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe coronation is Sunday night, this coming Sunday, a couple days from now. And Erin Ettinger, our student activities director, she's got a ton of things planned, from stuffed animal making, movie nights, and they will be doing a little bit of decorating around campus with some of the window chalk. So
very cool.
It'll be awesome. Even if you're busy, stop up for a few minutes.
Perfect.
Don't miss out.
Yeah, good way to support the university is by attending events like this. That street fair, I know, always gets a really good turnout. Support the Jimmys, go to the games, the alumni events as well. And this, again, all taking place next week, but a lot of things open to the public there Thursday night with the registration, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Brett or Satari, anything else you guys want to throw out there about homecoming or where people can go to get more information?
You can always go to uj.edu. The alumni and friends page there will have links to homecoming, registration, schedule, who's attending, those Satari's contact information, as she's our touch point for overseeing those events, and Aaron's contact information. One of the other special things, Warren, and this is something that happens every year, is that we have reunion classes come back.
Yeah.
50-year reunion, 55-year, 60, 65-year reunion classes, and they have a banquet with President Peterson and myself and some of the other alumni staff. And really what that shows, I think, is that a private university is built on the foundation of those that have come before, the students that are there. And they really are the ones that support and donate, but also cheer from afar and want to stay updated and want to stay informed. And then they come back with their classmates. And it's interesting to see those relationships and connections after so long, yeah, about how they shared special transformative times in the lives of, in their life in Central North Dakota many, sure, years ago.
Yeah, I got to say, being an alum as well, you never know when you're going to run into a Jimmy. And, you know, I've been to events, and they're like, oh, yeah, I graduated back in like 67. You're like, holy smokes. Like, you know, you run into these individuals all the time. So this just makes it even more special knowing that there's something that everybody can come back to and just meet fellow Jimmies.
Absolutely. And one of the interesting things personally for me is my father and mother met at Jamestown College in 1978. Yeah. And he's actually going to be playing. He's a baseball player. He's going to be playing the alumni baseball game. Awesome. I won't mention his age on air.
But, I appreciate that.
You know, and I asked Tom Hager, our baseball coach, like, what is this like for your older alums, yeah, like older alums in a baseball game? And he said, you know, hopefully we can have one of our pitchers just throw him a meatball down the center of the plate and he gets to hit and gets a, yeah, little nostalgia at Jack Brown Stadium and go from there. So those are kind of the special things, sure, that happen. And hopefully I'll get to see my dad get a hit.
That'd be so
not
cool.
Not a pop-up or something. So.
Perfect. So homecoming, University of Jamestown, all next week. Get involved. Go to uj.edu. to learn more information. Satari and Brett, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.